Yes, Mr. Moderator? Are you awake now? Good. I'd like to formally lodge a complaint. Okay, look. I know you have a lot of questions. I'm sure you're wondering why you're tied to a bed, or where your clothes went, or why there's a nude yet fully grown woman of legal age on top of you. But I need you to focus. Yes, focus on me. Focus on my fully grown body. Focus on my tits.
What tits? What tits? What the hell, man? You're looking at the proud, perfectly shaped, completely natural bosom of a fully grown woman. You can see them, feel them, touch them, motorboat them. Well, you could if you weren't tied down. You know what? We're getting sidetracked. I have a complaint to make. The complaint is that you keep deleting my posts because Reddit doesn't allow quote-unquote age stuff, whatever that means. I know Reddit doesn't want to look like it's hosting not-safe-for-work underage content, but I am here to point out that I am a fully grown adult of legal age. Look, I know my voice sounds like this, and maybe my body is a little bit smaller and my feminine assets are not as pronounced as some of my peers, but I assure you that I am very much of legal age. Underdeveloped? Hey, I'm not underdeveloped. I'm just petite. I'm in my mid-20s, okay? I voted in a few elections. I've handled a few erections. I'm a grown woman. That's the point I'm trying to make. I bet you're getting turned on by my body, aren't you? You like having petite but fully grown women on top of you, don't you? I bet if I reach behind me, I'm going to feel your erection and I'm going to feel how rock hard you are for me. Wait, why aren't you hard for me? You're not into little girls? Oh no, you've done it now. I was going to take it easy on you, Mr. Moderator. I was just going to grab your hard cock, slip inside of my adult pussy, and ride you. And then I'd call you daddy, because so many guys like it when I call them daddy while I ride them. I was going to call you daddy until you came for me. I was going to call you daddy until you nutted out all your daddy juice and felt ready to see things my way. But now, no. Now we're going to do things the hard way. And speaking of making things hard, first, let me get my hand nice and wet. And then wrap it around your cock properly. See? Isn't this nice? Do you like how I stroke your cock, Mr. Moderator? Do you like feeling how a 25-year-old woman can jerk you off? An underage girl couldn't do it this good. No, only a grown woman like me can make you feel like this. Only a grown woman can make you feel so good you'll pop off in minutes. Do you want me to make you pop, Mr. Moderator? I can do that for you. I can stroke your cock until you make a mess in my hand. Get your spunk all over my experienced 25-year-old hand. I'll keep stroking you while you come, and when you're done, I'm going to look into your eyes while I lick your sperm off my hand. That's what grown women do, Mr. Moderator. You still don't believe that I'm a grown woman, do you? Not even after I told you my exact age? I have friends my age who are already married and have children. Some of them have stubborn little boys who run around calling them mommy, who never do what they're told, who are always so uncooperative. You remind me of them. Oh no, I'm not calling you a little boy. I have your cock in my hand after all, and I can tell you're a very big boy. But you're being so stubborn and uncooperative. Don't you want to cooperate with me, Mr. Moderator? You know I'll make it worth your while. I'll make you come so hard if you do what I want. I'll make you come if you call me mommy. No? Are you sure? I already told you I wouldn't call you daddy because you were so mean to me earlier. But if you call me mommy, I'll make you come right now. I'm a grown woman.
I'm an experienced woman, and I'm taking care of you in a very special way. It's only right that you call me Mommy, isn't it? Prove to me that you're not a stubborn little boy, Mr. Moderator. No? Does that mean you want me to start stroking you harder? Like I want you to come? Like I want you to spurt for me? You can feel it, can't you? I know I can. I've got one hand stroking and squeezing and milking your cock, and my other hand is massaging your balls, getting them nice and full and ready to unload. I can feel your balls getting tighter and drawing up. They're so ready to unload for me. Are you going to make a mess in my hand? You know I'll get up if you come. Give it to me. Get close for me. If you won't call me Mommy, then you know I'm going to stroke you really hard and get you so close, and then I'll stop. What's wrong, Mr. Moderator? Were you that close? You must be. You look so ready to pop. I bet you'd nut if I just start blowing cool air across the tip of your cock. But I won't. I won't let you come until you cooperate. And you're not going to come until you call me Mommy. You still think I'm a little girl, Mr. Moderator? A little girl wouldn't be able to do something like this. Only a fully grown and experienced woman can stop a man's orgasm right as he's about to come. Stop being so stubborn. Call me Mommy and I'll let you come. No? I guess I'll just keep you on edge then. But your balls look so full, don't they? These poor babies. They've made so much sperm for me and you won't let me empty them properly. I feel so bad for them. Don't you think I should help them feel better? Maybe give them a little kiss? Did your cock just twitch more? I know you like it when a grown woman kisses your balls. Call me Mommy and I'll make your balls all nice and drained and happy. I'll make you empty your balls for Mommy. Or don't. And, well, I'll still take them into my mouth and take good care of them.
No. No, real.
Your balls really do feel all thick and full in my mouth, Mr. Moderator. I bet they're so full of cum for me right now. So full of cum for Mommy. But you can't come yet. You can't come without Mommy touching and fondling your cock. And right now, I'm only going to touch your balls. Your full, aching, heavy balls that feel so good in my mouth. There's just so much sperm in them. All that sperm should go down my throat. Your sperm belongs down Mommy's throat. Call me Mommy. You can do it. Call me Mommy and I'll make you come. I'll make you happy. I'll make the both of us happy. Because I want to make you come. I want to take your cock in my mouth and suck all the sperm right out of you.
Oh, your balls really do feel all thick and full in my mouth, Mr. Moderator.
I'm so full of cum for Mommy. But you can't come yet. You can't come without Mommy touching and fondling your cock. And right now, I'm only going to touch your balls. Your full, aching, heavy balls. Oh, that feels so good in my mouth. There's just so much sperm in them. All that sperm should go down my throat. Your sperm belongs down Mommy's throat.
No.
call me Mommy. You can do it. No. Call me Mommy. You can do it. Mm-hmm. Call me Mommy and I'll make you come. I'll make you happy. I'll make the both of us happy. Because I want to make you come. I want to take your cock in my mouth and suck all the sperm right out of you. I want to hold you twitching, trembling cock in my mouth and lick it and tease it. And suck it until you spread that thick load down my throat. I know you want to come. I want to make you come. Just call me Mommy. Say it again. Again. I want to hear it again. Good boy. Beg Mommy to make you come. Tell Mommy to take your cum. That's it. You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy for Mommy. And now you'll give her your cum. Come for me, baby. Come down Mommy's throat. There, you did such a good job. You emptied so much of your cum down Mommy's throat. You're such a good and obedient boy, Mr. Moderator. Now, are you going to stop deleting my posts, Mr. Moderator? Are you going to let your mommy post naughty things on Reddit without making a fuss? That's not the answer I wanted to hear. But it's okay. Mommy knows her little boy just needs some guidance. Maybe a little discipline to make him more obedient? What's wrong, sweetie? Do you not like Mommy stroking you again? You seemed so happy about it earlier. No? Is it too sensitive now? Am I stroking your poor, oversensitive cock too much? But you still have more cum to give to Mommy. Mommy's going to take all that naughty cum out of you until there's nothing left and you're a good and obedient boy for Mommy. You know, I think I know what the problem is. I've been too strict with you, haven't I? A good mommy should reward her boy more. I should believe in my little boy more, shouldn't I? So I'll just give you a special present. Just lie down while I get on top of you. I'll line up your cock. You guessed it. Your cock is going inside Mommy's pussy. Don't you like that? Your next load is going right inside my pussy. Just sit still and let me. That's good. For someone who protests about being sensitive from coming, you sure feel pretty big and ready to go inside me. Just relax, Mr. Moderator. Mommy will take good care of you. Mommy will move up down and build up a nice rhythm so you can come again. You really are a big boy, aren't you? Tell me you want to come for Mommy. I'm not going to let you come until you've called me Mommy many, many times. Yes, that's it. Call me Mommy again. More. so much inside of me now. Does my pussy really feel that good? You should know by now this is the pussy of a fully grown and experienced woman, don't you? No underage girl could fuck you this good. No underage girl could squeeze so tightly around you and milk you so well with her pussy. No underage girl could fuck you this good. No underage girl could squeeze so tightly around you and milk you so well with her pussy. Are you going to be a good boy and stop deleting my posts? Shh, I don't care about Reddit admins. Let me worry about them. Mommy will deal with them. Oh no, don't worry about the other mods or the subreddit rules. I just want to know if you are going to stop deleting my posts. Be a good boy and mommy will be good to you. But if you're naughty, well, mommy can be really naughty too. Can I tell you a secret? I have your phone. You see, I can just call the woman who raised you. She's on your phone's contact lists. I can call her right now. I'm going to tell her that I'm your mommy now. Not her. Me. Her son calls me mommy now. She's not going to believe me, I know. That's why I'm going to put her on speakerphone and let her listen to me fucking you while you call me mommy. And you will call me mommy, because I'm only going to let you come while you call me mommy. That would be so embarrassing for you. You wouldn't want to experience that, would you? That's why you have to promise me that you'll never delete my posts again. That's all you have to do. Just make a promise with me. Promise to be a good boy for your mommy, and I'll make you come. And your old mommy won't know that I'm your new mommy. Yes, that's it. Promise? Pinky swear? You wouldn't lie to your new mommy now, would you? You're such a good boy, Mr. Moderator. That's why I'm going to make you come. I'm going to make you come while you tell I'm your mommy. Tell me I'm the best mommy ever. That's it. Tell me again. Tell me while you come inside me. Tell me I'm the best mommy. So much, and you were just complaining that I took it all out of you with a blowjob. You filled me all up. If I got up now, I'll bet all your spunk would just leak out of me. Now then, Mr. Moderator, remember to keep your promise and be a good boy, okay? No more deleting my posts, because if you do, I'll have to punish you again. And it won't be a fun punishment like me playing with your balls or edging you with my pussy. No, you see, I've filmed this whole encounter, and if you start deleting my posts because you think I'm underage, well, all of Reddit is going to see you blowing your load inside this supposedly underage girl, and you wouldn't want that, would you? Shh, calm down. Just agree that I'm a grown woman. And no one has to know a thing. You can keep being a good moderator. And no one else has to know that you fucked me. And who knows? If you're really a good boy, maybe next time I come over, I'll call you Daddy.